The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, agrees with non-OPEC producers led by Russia to add 1 million barrels of oil per day to the market to make up for deeper than expected cuts by the 24 producer nations over the past 18 months. Saudi Arabia said exact allocation would depend on available capacity, adding that Riyadh's contribution would lie within the hundreds of thousands of barrels.
We, as Saudi Arabia, obviously can deliver as much as the market would need, but we're going to be respectful of the 1 million barrel cap and at the same time be respectful of allocating some of that to countries that can deliver it, and that will take place in the next few days and weeks as we open that dialogue.
Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak said the producer countries had anticipated that their deal to cut output would require a review in June, and that the current decision was not based on messages relayed by U.S. President Donald Trump on Twitter for OPEC to increase production substantially.
And I want to make it very clear that when we come to certain decisions, we base it on fundamental principles, on research done by our teams, by teams of our friends and colleagues, by OPEC Secretariat, and Twitter is not one of the instruments which we base our decisions on.
Russia, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, Oman and Algeria, who hold most of the spare capacity, are set to start a gradual increase in production from the 1st of July.
OPEC and non-OPEC delegates are set to meet again in September to assess the impact of their decision on the market and to discuss whether any possible other measures are needed. I'm Homolesky for Press TV in Vienna.